Welcome back to the OU's Mishnah Yomis. My name is Jack Abramowitz, and today we are continuing our studies in the seventh chapter of Maseches Peah. Today we will be continuing with Mishnayos Dalet and Hey. Mishnah Dalet says, Ezo hi olelet. What is olelet? Olelet is another gift that was given to the poor specifically from grapes, and it's kind of an underproduced vine. And we'll see when we get to the Bar Neurah more specifically what that means. Kol she'ein lo lo katef lo nutef. It's any vine that doesn't have katef or nutef. And again, we're going to see what that is in just a few moments. Im yesh lo katef o nutef, shel ba'al habayis. If it does have one of these things, then it belongs to the owner of the field or of the vineyard. Im safek la'aniyim. In a case of doubt, it goes to the poor. Olelet shiba arkuba. Olelet in the juncture, the place where the two parts of the plant meet. Im nikzeres im ha'eshkol, if it's cut with the cluster, hari hi shel ba'al habayis, then it goes to the owner of the vineyard. Ve'im lav, hari hi shel aniyim, and if it's cut separately from the cluster, then it goes to the poor. Gargar yechidi, a single grape, a single berry on a branch. Rabbi Yehuda Omer Eshkol, Rabbi Yehuda says that's a cluster and it goes to the owners. Bechachamim Omerim Olelet, but the Chachamim say no, that's Olelet and it goes to the poor. Let us look in the Bar Neurah and he will explain some of these terms for us. Ezehi Olelet, Ha'amur B'Torah, that which is said in the Torah, V'karmecha lo sa'alel, you shall not take the Olelet from your vineyard. Katef, it can't have this kind of structure on the vine. Kisharbit ha'imsoi shel ha'eshkol mechubarim bo eshkolot ketanot harbe. When the central spine of the vine has all sorts of little clusters hanging to it, v'kishahein shochvin ze al ze, and when they're all one on top of the other, kimasoi shel katpo shel adam, like a burden on a person's shoulder, hu nikra kasef. That's what's meant by kasef. So it's similar to the word for shoulder. So when these little clusters are all bundled together, that's kasef. Because shehein mechubarin b'sharbit echad lekan ve'echad lekan ein kan kasef. But when these little clusters are on the vine, one's over here, one's over there, that's not kasef. In such a case, would go to the poor. Nateif hein gargerim shel anavim. These are grape berries hamechubarim b'sof hasharbit that are gathered at the end of the spine. Sharbit really means like a scepter. Shiragilin lihios teluyim sham anavim harbe, which would have a lot of grapes hanging there. Ve'al shem sha'anavav notfos lamata, and because it would cause it to droop down, because they're all gathered at the end, and I guess they're heavy. Nikra natef, that's why it's called natef. Ve'loshon hamikra kari la'eshkol sha'ein lo katef lo natef olel. And the Torah would refer to a grapevine that has neither of these things, neither the kasef or the natef, would be called an olel. Lefishahu lifnei shar heshkolos ka'olel lifnei ha'ish. Because it's compared to these other vines, like an infant is compared to a full-grown person. So it's a sparser vine, it's not like one of these full, lush, hanging ones. So it's like a baby is to a person, that's what an olel is to other types of vines. Im safek, if there's a case of doubt, shenirim shehashkolot hakatanot hatuluyot b'sharbit ke'ilu shachvot zu al zu. It appears that the small clusters that are hanging on this vine might actually be piled one on top of the other. They ain't shachvot yafe, but they're not doing it so well. Dehashtahave safek im yeshlo katef im lav. So now it's a case of doubt. Is this really katef or not? So in such a case, it would go to the poor. Olelet shibar akuba, which is in the juncture. Yichur shel zmura, shetuluyim bo eshkolot harbe. So it's the place where the different vines would meet. V'habotzer kotsa, and the one harvesting cuts it. V'hi nikra arkuba, and that's called the juncture, the meeting point. U'pa'amim yesh bo olelet im ha'eshkolot. And sometimes olelet is there with the clusters. Gargir yachidi, an individual berry. kagon eshkol. It's like a cluster. She'ein lo eshkolot katanot shochvot zu al zu. There aren't small clusters laying one on top of the other. Ela hagargirim mechubarim b'sharbit atzmo. But rather, this the berry is attached directly to the spine of the vine. So there's no cluster, it's just the grape right on the vine. Rabbi Yehuda Omer Eshkol. Rabbi Yehuda says that is a cluster, dechsiv, and it quotes a pasuk in Yeshaya. V'nishar bo olelos kenokev zayah shnayim shlosha garganim, that there will be remaining for him olelos, like a beet olive tree, just two or three berries. Shnayim shlosha garganim olelos, two or three berries are olelos. Yoter mikan eshkol, but more than that is considered a cluster. The Chachamim omrim, and the Chachamim say oleles, that it is oleles. Delo chashive hargargirim hashochvim ze al ze lehikra kasev v'halakhi Chachamim, that they don't consider the berries one on top of the other in order to be katef, and the halacha does follow them. Basically, this doesn't meet the conditions to be either katef or natef, so therefore it is olelet. Mishneh Hay. Hamedel begafanim, someone who thins out his grapevines. Kishem shehu medel besoch shalo, kein hu medel b'shal aniyim. When he thins out his own, he can also thin out those that go to the poor. This would be in the case of peah, or that's the area that's left for the poor, so he knows what's going to be theirs. So he thins out his vines in order to give them room to grow. He can do the same thing for the poor. Divrei Rabbi Yehuda. This is the opinion of Rabbi Yehuda. Rabbi Meir Omer, but Rabbi Meir says, Bishalohu Rishoy, he's allowed to thin out his own if he wants, V'eno Rishoy Bishal Aniyim, but he's not allowed to thin out those that go to the poor. Let's look in the Bart Nuro. Hamedo Begafanim, someone who thins out his grapevines. Shagafanim Tachufim Ze Achar Ze, Oker Ma'osa Shebenehem, V'acherim Matukanim Bakach. So his vines are growing too close together. So what he does is he removes the intermediate ones, and that way the ones that remain can grow better. So he'll have smaller quantity but better quality. That's what it means. You've heard the expression to thin out the herd. Kainhu medo b'shal aniyim. At the same time, he's also allowed to thin out those that go to the poor. Afal pi sheyesh b'hem peah ololos shal aniyim. Even though the corners of the field and the ololos go to the poor, kach medo b'shalahem, he's allowed to thin out theirs also. Kamo b'shalo, just like he does his own. Now, why is this Rabbi Yehuda's opinion? Kesavar aniyim din shotev yesh lahem, because Rabbi Yehuda is of the opinion that the poor have the status of a partner in the field with him. V'kashem sheshotev kamo shehu medel b'shalo kach medo b'shal chavero afaniyim kain. And halachically, when he thins out his own, he can thin out those of his partner. So the aniyim have the status of a partner, he can thin out theirs. But Rabbi Meir disagrees. Rabbi Meir says, Bishalohu Rishai, he's only allowed to thin out his own. Ksavar aniyim din kone yesh lahem b'chelkam. He's of the opinion that the poor have the status of a purchaser, so they're not considered partners, they're like buyers. V'kashem shehamocher lechavero asara eshkolos asur liga bahem. Just like someone who sells his friend 10 grapevines isn't allowed to touch them anymore, they're no longer his. Af b'shal aniyim kain. The same would apply to the vines that go to the poor. The halacha Rabbi Yehuda. But the halacha in this case follows Rabbi Yehuda, so the owner of the field is allowed to thin out his vines, including those that go to the poor. That is the end of Mishneh Hay. Join us tomorrow. We will continue this chapter with Mishnayos Vav and Zayin.